Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Stephen Crow had details on the accident, which occurred after 6 p.m. Thursday.
There was a gray Ford Freestyle SUV that was turning from 224 onto Kearns Boulevard. So he had a green light. As he was waiting for traffic cleared, he made a left-hand turn, and there were two pedestrians in the crosswalk who were crossing Kearns Boulevard that he hit, one male, one female.
The trooper did not have names of the pedestrians, but said they were out-of-state visitors here on a ski trip in their mid to late 30s. He said they were both taken to the Park City Medical Center.
I believe the female was treated at the emergency room and then later released. The male, who actually pushed the female out of the way as much as you could, he was transported to Park City Medical Center as well and then later transferred to IMC in Murray for additional medical treatment.
He said the driver, a resident from the Wasatch Back, was not impaired but said he didn't see the pedestrians. The driver was cited for a problem with his license.
His license was suspended, and so he was cited for that. He informed me that that was a technical thing that, you know, that he thought he had taken care of, and apparently there was some issue with the court system. But it did show that his license was suspended, so he was cited for that on scene. When I actually got there, the two pedestrians had already been transported to the hospital, and so I wasn't able to talk to them at the time. I talked to the driver, and so at the scene, he was only cited for driving a suspended license. However, I'm going to confer with the county attorney and possibly do additional charges for failing to yield to pedestrians.
Highway Patrol Trooper Stephen Crow. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.